Today is Friday, May 1st. We're talking about the latest states reopening and what they mostly have in common, what to know about May Day protests, and the accusation Joe Biden will respond to for the very first time. Plus, new travel rules, Disney's latest product, and the celebrity singing out his window. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Starting today, millions more Americans will be able to eat at restaurants and shop in stores. Stay-at-home orders are expiring in several more states. Some businesses will partially reopen today in Alabama, Maine, North Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming, despite some warnings from public health experts. All but one of those states are run by Republican governors. In fact, Republicans have been far more willing to open up economies while following some social distancing guidelines. They all have different reasons. In Tennessee, for example, officials said they can move forward, but with a slow, measured approach. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN states should have some wiggle room, but he cautioned they shouldn't wiggle too much, that they're already taking a chance, and he hopes they can handle any rebound in cases. Meanwhile, in states with Democratic governors, many say stay-at-home orders are necessary to save lives. Still, there is some backlash. Just yesterday, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer took executive action to extend a stay-at-home order through May 28th. And with that, hundreds of protesters, many of them armed, gathered both outside and inside the state capitol to oppose those emergency measures. Many of them were not wearing masks or following social distancing guidelines. Michigan has had more COVID-19 deaths than every other state except New York and New Jersey. Over in California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom shut down beaches and state parks in Orange County, where some crowds have been gathering and hospitalization rates have been rising. The governor did say those closures would be temporary. It's worth noting many Americans do agree restrictions are needed. Of the people Politico and Morning Consult surveyed earlier this week, 73% wanted the U.S. to continue social distancing, even if it further damages the economy. It was yet another rough week for American workers. The Labor Department reported 3.8 million more people filed for unemployment last week. That brings the total number of jobless claims to 30 million in 6 weeks. And it's likely even more people have been laid off during the coronavirus crisis, but just haven't been able to file since so many states are overwhelmed. The Economic Policy Institute estimates for every 10 people who have said they filed a jobless claim, 3 or 4 more people tried to file but couldn't get through the system. This really shows what a toll COVID-19 is taking on the economy. It's also worth noting, today is International Workers' Day, or May Day, as some people refer to it. It's a holiday that celebrates the working class, and as you can imagine, it's extra meaningful this year. Essential workers are basically keeping supply chains intact. Still, a lot of workers feel they haven't been properly protected, so some are protesting today. Vice reports workers at Amazon, Whole Foods, Instacart, Walmart, Target, and a few other companies are planning to walk off the job. There are some signs already of potential fraud as some businesses get government loans in this time of economic crisis. The Justice Department says a preliminary review turned up red flags in both approved and rejected applications for these loans. It's not clear exactly what may have happened, but lawyers told Bloomberg it's possible companies exaggerated things like their payroll costs, how many employees they had, or the nature of their business. Now it's all under investigation. Separately, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has said any loans under these new relief programs for businesses that are more than $2 million will be audited. For the first time, former Vice President Joe Biden will publicly address a sexual assault allegation against him. He promised to talk about it this morning on MSNBC's Morning Joe. The allegation was made by a former aide in his Senate office, Tara Reid, who said Biden assaulted her back in 1993. Reid is one of several women who accused Biden last year of being too touchy-feely, and Biden apologized then. But this is the first public accusation of a more serious assault. Biden's presidential campaign has said the accusation is not true, but Biden himself hasn't actually talked about it until now. As you know, Biden is the presumptive Democratic nominee to take on President Trump in November. President Trump was actually asked about this yesterday, and remember, Trump himself has been accused of sexual misconduct by more than a dozen women. The president said he doesn't know much about this, but Biden should respond, and it could be a false accusation. Trump said, quote, "I've been falsely charged numerous times, and there is such a thing." Expect to hear a lot more about this today. The coronavirus pandemic has caused a record drop in carbon emissions. A new report from the International Energy Agency found worldwide carbon dioxide emissions are forecast to drop about 8% in 2020. And that's significant, since carbon dioxide is the gas most responsible for global warming. It's still too early to know what that means for our world in the long term. Environmentalists say that 8% drop needs to be the goal every year this decade to limit global warming. It seems unlikely we'll keep reaching the benchmark, though. All right, we have more news coming up, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week. If you dread washing and styling your hair, well, it may be the products you're using. It's time to try something new made just for you. Function of Beauty is a customized hair care brand, meaning you tell them about your hair type and your hair goals, and they do the rest, formulating your personalized shampoo and conditioner that even has the scent and color you want. I took the hair quiz, and it's super easy. Then my peach-scented, dye-free, and volumizing yet moisturizing shampoo and conditioner showed up on my doorstep. I also got the leave-in treatment. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized hair care brand, with more than 30,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. So to get started right now, go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to take your four-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Don't spend another minute in hair misery. Go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to let them know we sent you. That's functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. NASA is one step closer to getting more astronauts on the moon. It chose three companies to build lunar landing systems that can take humans to the moon by the goal of 2024. They are SpaceX, Blue Origin, and Dynetics. NASA is paying the three private companies nearly $1 billion for their work. All of them have different designs as well, giving NASA some variety to choose from. It's been more than 45 years since astronauts have been to the moon, and it could help pave the way to send humans to Mars next. As you may have guessed, air travel is down 95% from a year ago. And the AP reports the average domestic flight has only 17 passengers. But since airlines have decided to cancel some flights, there have been a few crowds as they pack passengers into fewer planes. That doesn't exactly allow for all travelers to follow social distancing recommendations. So to be a little safer, airlines are going to start requiring all passengers wear face coverings. JetBlue was the first to announce this policy change earlier this week. Then the other major airlines followed suit. Delta and United will start making face coverings mandatory starting Monday, and American Airlines will require them starting May 11th. Speaking of American, the company has found a new way to give back. It's donating its in-flight meals since they're going uneaten anyway. So far, it's given away 25,000 meals to hospitals and food banks in places like Chicago and Washington, D.C. Wearing a face mask in public is not just safe, it's also becoming a bit fashionable, even for kids. Disney just released new face masks that feature fan favorite characters from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars. You can even get a Baby Yoda mask if you want. Or if you dig the classics, there are masks that show Mickey or Winnie the Pooh. The reusable masks are for kids or adults and come in four packs that cost about $20. By the way, Disney plans to donate up to $1 million of the profits from mask sales. It's also giving away 1 million masks to families in need. Star-studded 24-hour live stream starts tonight. The Call to Unite will feature more than 200 celebrities, activists, and leaders from around the world. We're talking people like Oprah Winfrey, Julia Roberts, and former President George W. Bush, just to name a few. They'll participate in a bunch of different ways. Fox News says some people will share stories or offer prayers, others will perform songs. The whole idea is to provide emotional support to anyone dealing with challenges during this pandemic. If you want to watch the live stream, it starts at 8 o'clock Eastern tonight on the website unite.us. It'll also stream on social media. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Sometimes I just want a quick and easy snack without reaching for junk. Well, Magic Spoon has a great solution with keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free cereal. And here's the thing, it tastes great with flavors like blueberry and frosted. So just go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use our promo code newsworthy to get free shipping. All right, today we're talking about how one Broadway star is celebrating frontline workers. Brian Stokes Mitchell is a Tony Award winner with one of the most celebrated voices on Broadway. But with theaters shut down, he now sings out the window of his fifth-floor apartment on New York's Upper West Side. The reason? Well, the AP reports he's serenading crews of ambulances, fire engines, police cars, or medical workers from the nearby urgent care facility. When they stop to listen, he sings directly to them. And he'll even change the lyrics to include words like first responders and healthcare worker. For Mitchell, this is personal. He actually survived COVID-19. He was so sick he had a fever nearing 105 degrees. but he'd still go to the window to cheer on healthcare workers until one night when his lungs felt good enough to sing, so he did. Now he's singing for crowds who gather in his neighborhood. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for turning to us for your news. We'll be back next week with the latest on COVID-19 and its impact, as well as the fun stuff like Cinco de Mayo and a new documentary coming to Netflix. In fact, The Newsworthy has a new episode ready every weekday by 4 in the morning. So stay well, stay informed, and have a great weekend. We'll talk again Monday.
You've always had what it takes to make it happen. And we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.